a lot of investors very uncertain about the direction of rate cuts into the end of the year. Currently, the market is pricing in around 2, but you had Atlanta Fed President Raphael Bostic saying maybe 1 this year. Do you think, given where we stand in the economy today, that the Fed has room to cut?
I think the Fed right now should not cut monetary, should not cut interest rates, and it's in a very difficult position to try to balance these things. There's a great deal of uncertainty, and there is a deterioration in sentiment, but really the actual economy. So they're in a difficult position. I think that when we look farther out, we're dealing with the political aspects. You touched on that. I think that when there's a new Fed chair, there will likely be more inclination to cut rates, because it's an old story of conflict between those in power and political who like stimulation, and because the enormous impact of interest rates on debt service, because the debts are so large, there's going to be pressure that way. But one man's debts are another man's assets. And so the problem here is that if you drive those rates down, they provide lesser returns. And how does it get driven down? There could be those cuts, but at the end of the day, there has to be interventions. And those interventions lessen the value of money. So that's why we have this money value of money conflict. I think if we were to take not too distant future, changes in the monetary policy, and we start to imagine that, and we also start to think about midterm elections, I think that that'll be a period of great concern. I think the markets, if they were to see a too aggressive cut in monetary policy, too inappropriate cut, that it would actually be bad for the bond market. Watch the yield curve. As you get rates rising by long rates, and you have also at the same time, let's say, movement down in the dollar and rises in gold, that kind of dynamic is reflecting a movement out of the bonds, because the value of money matters a lot.